there are a lot of people in Hollywood that are activists, but they tend to be on the left side of things. Lee Kessler, I think, has a different view. We're going to be, she's an actress, has been in many shows, Hill Street Blues, Matlock, and also is an author, a playwright, done many, many things. Lee, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you, too.
You know, in talking about this, it's interesting because you have some interesting views on terrorism, I think, and the whole mindset, and one of them being that we think of terrorists in terms of Western values, and you say that's really the wrong way to look at it.
Yes, Bob, when I got into this project with the two books, White King and the Doctor and White King Rising, it was because I was trying to identify why America, at a time when we should have been so much more united, were not only divided, but it was turning into a vicious, kind of vitriolic discussion. You expect it with politicians sometimes, but not so much with the people and everywhere. And it was at that point that I decided to research the actual mastermind of Al-Qaeda. And he's a known individual. His name is Ayman al-Zawahiri. He's the Egyptian psychiatrist. And using background that I've had, where I've had the opportunity to play real people, I did a backstory analysis on the actual enemy. And here's why, and this is where I think we have missed it. We not only approach it through American values and American point of view and are trying to handle an enemy that way, but even if we try to think from the other side, you know, we think our idea of understanding our enemy is knowing when to put a scarf on our head, you know.
Yeah, right.
And so, but in actually looking at him, it's not just a vague general group. We're actually confronting a specific guy. And the Israelis say, and we agree, that he is the mastermind. So I said, well, if he's the mastermind of Al-Qaeda, he's influencing everything they do. They're influencing all other terror organizations, and all of those people are influencing us. So I did the backstory analysis to see if I could identify his driving motivation, which would be the thing that would cause him to take future actions. What direction would he strike in? Where would he go? What would he do? And if so, how would that play out with us? And then those things started to actually happen or materialize close enough that I realized that I probably had him, and that unless we look at our situation through that point of view, we're not going to connect the dots correctly, and we're missing some stuff.
And, yeah, I think also there is a, you know, the struggle that's gone on for thousands of years has a lot of spiritual overtones to it, biblical tones, all of these things as well, too. And, you know, if you think in terms of just 20th century, I think that's a, or 21st century even, it's a, you have to go back a long time, don't you, for some of the historic value.
Yes, totally. In fact, if you look back into the history of that area, you'll come upon the Hashashin, and they deployed certain strategies using assassins, that's how the name came about, in order to rule, and they ruled for 300 years. So it's not an enemy you would want to take lightly, because he does, in fact, that have that in his history. And if we try to stick to just understanding 20th century history, we are going to miss that. Plus, he's a unique guy that is operating more on the Stalinist viewpoints and use of mind control because of his background than we would be willing to look at.
Now, this person you talked about, is he in Egypt now, or where is he? Is he still...
Well, he is thought to be in Pakistan, and he could very well be back there, but I theorize that he had actually escaped right after Tora Bora, that bin Laden was moved to Iran, which apparently now our intelligence community does view to be the case. But I made a bold and daring thing in my storyline in my books that he had actually escaped to Switzerland and was hiding in plain sight. And later, an Egyptian journalist had concluded the same thing. So who knows, but I would be pretty confident that he is hiding in plain sight.
Are you talking about bin Laden or this doctor?
No, Zawahiri.
Zawahiri, okay.
Yeah. Bin Laden, I believe, has been secreted in Iran.
Yeah, and a lot of people, matter of fact, I read a story not too long ago about that very thing, and you predicted that actually not long ago, didn't you?
Yes, in the first book. That's what's caught the attention of the counterterrorism community, intelligence community, that this actress decided to weigh in, do what an actress does, tell it in stories. I told it in stories so that people could face some truths that they otherwise couldn't face. It'd just be too scary. But in the story, they come to accept it. Well, when those folks in those other communities read it, they went, this, we cannot separate the truth from you know, fact from fiction in here. This seems all true to us. As time went on and more of the incidents started to be occurring or plausible similar scenarios, I said, man, I wonder if this analysis on this guy is correct. I'm kind of like a real-life Jack Ryan in Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, it sounds like it. The question comes up, I guess, is that if we don't understand our enemy, can we defeat them?
No, and that is why I felt I had to write what I wrote and why I changed career paths altogether, that once I realized that however I had stumbled on it, I had stumbled on the real thing. And I had to choose a way that I could, because I didn't have credentials in that other area, to communicate it. But if we don't really come to understand our enemy, no, he will outmaneuver us, because he's waging an economic warfare using the weapon of fear. And I know you have a business background, so you're probably tracking that, but it's definitely intended. And it's not just a normal recession, for example. We're in the things that he's playing into. And once we get his mind, though, that's the good news. Once you understand what the opponent actually is doing and how he thinks, you can think along that same line and anticipate. That's what screenwriters do and actors and so on.
Sure. Well, and part of that, too, is that the, you know, we think of things in terms of the wars that we've fought in the past with organized armies and, you know, the rules of engagement and all those things, and those things are really have to throw out the window with this.
Yeah.
It's not the same situation.
Yeah, I agree. And if anything, this particular man is waging, and he's doing it brilliantly, a PR war or a propaganda war, but it's more like public relations. I called it public relations in some of the plot elements of my mystery. And just recently, last week, the United Nations came out with a report that Afghanistan, the Taliban, is losing what they called the public relations war. So it appears that there again, I was out in front, that they're using public relations in such a way, especially inside the United States, to cause us to turn on ourselves, doubt ourselves, attack ourselves. It's what's called a myth column attack.
Well, you have
a force inside that weakens your solidarity.
Well, and you have a president that doesn't help things either.
No, exactly. I mean, it's not so much, it's not even a political thing. It's if you're going to be the commander-in-chief or if you're any of the people in counterterrorism or whatever, it's really a good idea to have really known enemy identification.
Yeah.
Know who your enemy is. Who exactly are you fighting?
Is this man targeted at all? Has the CIA targeted him?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he is the highest price on his head other than
okay.
Bin Laden.
That's what I thought. So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and in fact, the Israelis tried to warn us back in the 90s about him. Their intelligence community warned our president that they felt that this man, Zawahiri, was the most dangerous man on the planet, and that he was so bright that their analysts could not figure out what he was going to do or how he was going to do it, and that if we ever got him, we should take him down. And then, as it turns out, he is now the known mastermind of all of Al-Qaeda's activity. So he's the real deal, and that's why I'm chasing him.
Well, great. Well, Lee, it's good to talk to you. And you have two books out, White King and White King Rising.
Yes, White King Rising is the new release, and if people go to whitekingrising.com, they can hear more about that, or Amazon, of course. But that's the sequel to the first book, White King and the Doctor.
Well, great. Well, good to talk to you, and good to get your views on this.
Thank you.
It's
been
refreshing to hear some alternative Hollywood views.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.